Welcome back to Of Steam, Steel, and Murder. This podcast is session 16 of our actual play recordings. Audio quality is hopefully better in this one, as I finally pieced together a new editing computer. Thanks go out to my wife, who donated her old hard drive, and my friend Brian, who donated the guts of a quad-core PC. If you're listening to our production, we'd like to hear from you. Leave us email at steamsteelmurder@gmail.com. Our campaign can be found on obsidianportal.com, along with many other great campaigns. Do a search on this site to find us. Now, for Session 16, Part 1. Okay, so the big question is,
potato.
Where do you want to pick up? Do you want to pick up like immediately after the events of last game, or do you want to let that settle for a bit and see what happens? I can go either way. I will say this much: you do have a message left on Ada from Mr. Bishop, who says that he is following up a line of questioning and will be out of town for a few days.
Oh, okay, he's got kidnapped again.
Is it terrible that my first thought was, who's Mr. Bishop?
I would prefer to start the next day because I have some follow-up things I would like to do, but
We all had some follow-up tasks we were looking into.
Yeah, follow-up tasks are fine. I guess my real question is, do you really want to try the assault on the Nimrod, or do you want to let that go for a bit?
I'm opposed to trying to assault a merchant vessel by ourselves.
I would like to be a pirate.
I will.
We don't even know if it's in the bay at the moment. We have no idea where it is right this minute.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's,
it was a couple of days ago when we last knew it was around at best, and that's it.
Then all we need is a submarine with perhaps three handy improvements, like some kind of sonar and artillery. Almost as if I could buy such a thing.
But don't forget stealth metal.
Yes.
You have to be able to sneak up on your
opponent. I'm
turning the submersible into the Red October. Like this, yeah, this silent, deadly thing, like prowling the waters.
Payload.
Always turn right in the second half of the air.
Yeah.
So wait, where's the server?
Oh, we're not using it tonight. I'm having problems with it. Just get up the Catch Your Hair Dice web dice program.
Oh, okay.
Used before. And just SSM for the password in uppercase.
All you listening at home can now log on to the server, Dice Roller, and know what the password is.
Oh no.
Oh yeah, it does happen.
Hmm. Gosh. I'd like to find both of those guys, but
don't know that we've answered the question, by the way.
Yes, I would like to. One vote for yes.
I would like to take some strong step in that direction, but I'm calling Violet as my color.
I've already got Violet.
Okay.
I got blue.
I've got orange. At least
green.
Gold.
I'll get the clear one then.
Bert,
you can have the clear one. It's fine. I don't care. I'll just put the label GM
gold
on my
pulse. I think gold is it hard to read? Hold on.
Oh, yeah.
Fine, I'll take gold. Done.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Why are you guys rolling five?
I just stuck a number in the box.
Because she's rolling for two now.
I see.
But yeah, so me and Abel want to assault. What about the rest of you?
Like, if we don't assault now, like, what kind of stuff do you guys want to get to, basically?
I don't know. I just don't think it's wise for
planned otherwise tonight if you don't want to do a frontal assault or just an assault in general. So however you want to play it, if you want to take more time to get your sub ready and to get it rolling, I have things planned. It just however you guys want to do the time down.
Well, as I've said, I'm not sure that it's in the area. I'd prefer to have some more background information about what the heck it is and what's going on. And a bit more preparedness before we just jump onto a sub and go racing for it.
So, two yes, two no. John, you're the tied vote.
Oh, my vote is to let Die decide it. This is a dice-based RPG.
Yep. What are you, freaking two-faced?
RPG.
Yes, alright. So what?
Fine, flip a coin. Heads we assault, tails we don't. Flip it.
Okay, so majority of people want to go with... I'll go with the majority, really, but...
There is no majority.
Damn it.
Okay. Whatever team you're on, makes a majority.
Yes.
Really, other things can happen, too, if you want to start... Because there are things you have to do before you assault it, like find it. So, you know...
That's the point I've been trying to make.
All right, fine.
Four is on the end of that, so I'll say whatever the second group was saying.
We don't assault.
Right. Okay, if people are happy with that.
You can still make your preparations to try and find it, though, because that was going to be the problematic part. The bay is very large, and the ship only shows up occasionally, enough to be considered a ghost ship.
Assuming that the ship's even in the bay, and that's what I'm not trying to assume.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just not a violent person, so...
Pass me babies.
And I've got to find a way to turn up again.
All right.
String up the Jolly Rancher.
Here's how we're going to start off the game, and you guys can decide what your individual characters are doing after this, but here's our introduction. First of all, Hair Doctor... You mentioned before that your clinic is open 24 hours and you have a nurse there basically all the time. Is that correct?
That is correct.
Okay. How often do you make night calls yourself?
He was originally going to be German to answer your question, James, but no, he didn't turn out to be German because I can't do a German accent. And you guys don't want me to try. I couldn't even do the, like, whole pulpy fake German accent, which would have been what I was going for.
Well, here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to offer you a...
It depends on the severity of the issue, and then I'll be woken up. I don't normally have people at night, but in case of emergencies, I make house calls.
Okay. I'm going to compel your... Is there a doctor in the house? And you get a phone call just after midnight from one of your nurses. This is you may take a chip if you wish to compel. If you don't wish to get drawn into it, you can spend a chip to refuse the compel. But you get a call from your nurse saying, sir, we have a man here who's in need of a doctor.
All right, Abigail, what seems to be wrong?
He's very insistent, sir, and looks like perhaps a gunshot wound.
Okay, I'll come in and take a look. Is he a previous patient? Get his patient information so we can make sure to charge him.
No, he's a new patient. I will get all the information I can, sir, as per policy. You can give me an empathy roll.
As I look for the die roller. Plus one... Two for my empathy.
Okay. Well, with the two, you can tell Abigail is a bit rattled. She's normally a pretty cool customer, and she just seems a little on edge.
All right. Well, then I'll head. I'll be right down. So I'll head that way.
All right. When you get to the office, your nurse is there with a man, not right behind her, but kind of off to the side, sitting down on one of your lobby chairs, and she comes to open the door for you.
All right, I'm going to go over and take a look at him.
Okay.
Assuming I need a doctor roll to...
As you approach...
assess the situation.
He has a kind of a very nice suit on and an overcoat to kind of guard against the metapoles, colder, chillier nights. As you come in and close the door behind you, he kind of casts his coat off of one shoulder, and you see that he's holding a weapon at you. You do see that his left shoulder, the one that he's not holding the gun in, is that side of his body is just kind of caked with blood. And he kind of looks up at you and says, "I'm sorry to inconvenience you, Doctor, but I need your attentions. Please lock the door and come further into the lab."
Whoa, whoa, whoa. No reason to hold guns on people. Is it a real gun or a shotgun?
It's hard to tell. It's a very odd-looking device. It has two barrels, each of them fairly short. And where the gun grip would normally be, there's more like a squeeze bulb.
Okay. You're not going to get better treatment by holding a gun to me. Go and put that down, and we'll see to those wounds.
Certain precautions, Doctor. But please, I do need your aid. And he looks over at the nurse and says, "Please draw the curtains. Turn your sign over." She looks at you.
I'll give her a kind of like a hand wave to do it.
Now, which room would you care to operate on me in? Please, Amy's kind of waving at you to walk forward.
I'll take him to the operating theater.
Okay. He keeps you both covered at all, you know, as you're walking down the hallway. He removes his coat, and you can see it looks like he's taken a shot to the left shoulder. The blood has stained most of that side of his body. His shirt is just kind of coated with it. You do notice that he's a bit pale as well. Seems to be a little tremulous as he walks and speaks. But he sits down, and he makes sure that both of you are in front of him, and he kind of covers where the door out would be. And says, "Now then, I need you to attend to this shoulder."
All right, let's start with something to take away the pain.
No, no. Please just remove the bullet.
Okay. Well, at least the least I need to do is to something to make sure that wound doesn't get infected.
He nods at you, and he hasn't put down the gun, but he's not pointing it directly at either one of you. His hand is, while the rest of him seems to be just a little shaky, his hand is very still, very measured. But he allows you to approach him.
I'm taking a bit of alcohol to clean off his wound, but I'm also mixing it a bit of sedative in with it.
Okay.
And I'm going to treat his wound, which should knock him out eventually.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead and give me a doctoring roll there.
I already pre-rolled it, which is the +2 plus my doctor, which is going to be 7. I think that's good enough. I don't need to spend... yeah, that's good enough. I don't need to spend anything additional.
Okay, and you're using your knockout gas there, you said?
Well, not quite. I'm using a liquefied form.
Okay.
Of, yeah.
Good enough. I'm just going to give him a... Ooh, okay. Do a good job. He watches you the whole time. You can tell he's in a bit of pain as you're having to remove the cloth away from the shoulder. As it's, you know, you've got to actually cut some of it off. You figure it might go septic because there's actually some of the shirt got pulled into the wound. The bullet is lodged into his shoulder. You're able to pull it out. Small caliber weapon. It doesn't look like it snipped an artery or anything. He nods at you and says, "Please bandage it as best you can."
I'll bandage it and apply more of the treatment stuff into the wound as I'm bandaging it, just to make sure and put it on and compress it into there so that it gets nice and in his bloodstream.
Okay. All right. His shirt's kind of in shreds, but his overcoat is dark enough that it kind of hides the stain of the blood. So he kind of puts that, you know, tosses it over his shoulder. Still has his gun kind of pointed at you. He backs away from both of you and fumbles into his pocket with his injured hand and pulls out 5 gold coins and stacks them on the counter next to you. And he starts backing out the door and says, "You do very good work. It's best that you forget I was here. But thank you." He starts backing towards the door.
All right.
I wonder how long this will take to take to the entrance. When he starts, he has a little tremor, and his eyes kind of roll back into his head and go white, and he slumps to the ground.
All right, I'm taking the gun from him now, and I'm going to strap him onto the operating table and call the others. Yeah, it's a good idea to hold up a doctor that you want to treat you.
Meanwhile, I'm going to cut over to Jameis. You get a pounding knock on your door. This is around midnight.
Mm-hmm.
And on the other side, you hear, "Open up! It's the police! I know you're in there!" Jameis, I am compelling your watched by the French.
Okay, yep. Yeah, okay. Stagger out of bed. Over to the door. Yes, hello. I think you'd probably be wearing one of those really sort of old style sort of shirts, go all the way down to his knees type thing for his nightwear, with a cap with a bobble on it.
There are 3 officers there. 2 of them were at your door. One of them actually has a battering ram. One is a little bit off to the left and has got his firearm out and is kind of covering the door. Mr. Gavin Marshall, I'm afraid we're arresting you on suspicion of murder. Give me a contact roll.
Ooh. I think that's a singular plus. Where's my contacts? That's good. So it gets up to great.
Oh, very good. You actually know 2 of the officers. You've seen them around the precinct a few times. Call them.
I nod to the 2 officers I know.
One of them looks a little chagrined and says, "Sorry about this.
All right, I'm sure we can clear this up at the precinct. I'll just get dressed if you don't mind."
The guy with the gun nods to the 2 in front of him and says, "Yeah, these 2 officers will accompany you. Don't try to flee." Maurice, one of the 2 guys that you know, said, "Yeah, Andrew's a stick there." Yeah. So we told him you'd come quickly, but you need to do what he says.
Certainly. Make sure I definitely have my papers with me. My guild ID. Yeah. Don't make any trouble or anything. Just get dressed and go down like the perfectly innocent person that I am. That was a straight face, I know. Yes.
You had to go get an apple and stick it in my mouth.
They bring you down to the precinct where you're held in a cell. They tell you that someone will come in to question you in an hour or so. The guy, Maurice, that you kind of know actually brings you in a blend of coffee that you quite like and a few Danishes and says, "You know, just hold tight. We got a message from the French consulate saying that we needed to pick you up. They had a suspicion that you had killed, well, one of the members of the consulate there that they'd seen you with. And I don't know what to say about it. I tried to stick up for you." He looks kind of crestfallen. "You did me a solid a few months back. We remember it here at the precinct. We appreciate it and all, but, well, we got to do what the higher-ups say."
"Oh, I perfectly understand. Am I allowed to know the name of the person that I apparently killed?
Really shouldn't have told you what I did. He's got his hands, his hat off, and it's kind of rolling in his hands. You can make a call if you want, but we got to leave you in here until they send someone over from the consulate.
I'm sure we'll be perfectly fine.
Hey, James, can you get your mouth away from the mic a bit?
Probably more my nose than my mouth.
Okay.
Very good. So you're left in the room. There is a phone here. He did leave instructions that you could make a call if you wished. Otherwise, there is a glass that you know is a one-way, so you can't see out, but you know people can see in.
Trying to think who'd be the best person to call.
It's not like they're only giving you one call.
Yeah, that, there's also a question of who do I want them to let them know that I've called.
While you're thinking that out, I'm going to pop back over to the doctor. So you've got this unconscious man on your floor, dressed very well, very expensive shoes, paid in gold coin. He's got a very...
What kind of gold?
Dark tan, dark hair.
First, I'm going to search him for identification.
Mm-hmm. You do come up with a identification card that has his picture. He seems to be a Greek national. Spiros?
I'm going to call the person that I know seems to be the best at interrogation, which is James's character, and not get anywhere.
Actually, no. If you call Gavin's house, his phone is actually answered. Hello? Who is this? It's not Gavin. Who's on the line?
Gavin in?
I'm sorry, he's detained. May I ask who's calling?
Oh, this is his. This is a doctor. His doctor.
Really? Which doctor?
I'm trying to check up on him. You may have heard of me. My name's Alexander Barba. Not exactly subtle.
Yeah, I've heard of you. How do you know Mr. Marshall?
He was in for treatment a little while ago.
Seems to be kind of an odd hour to be calling a patient, doesn't it, doctor?
You know, it was for high blood pressure, so I just wanted to check on everything. Sorry, if it's not there, then...
Yes, calling 1 o'clock in the morning about high blood pressure. Trying to make sure it's Apple.
Well, Mr. Barba, this is Mr. Barba, this is Inspector Larson. We have your friend in custody right now, actually, and we'd like you to come down to the precinct if you would.
Sorry,
I
have other patients I have to deal with, so I can't head in there right now.
Well, if you'd prefer me to send a car over with a couple of boys to bring you in legally, I could manage that, but I'd much prefer if you did it on your own.
I'll be in after I take care of this patient.
See that you do. He hangs up.
All right. Now I'm going to call Abel.
All right, Drina, phone rings. It's like 1 o'clock in the morning. Is Abel with us? Apparently, the phone rings.
Wait, hold on. Yes, it's 1 o'clock in the morning.
Yes.
Someone had better be on fire. Is someone on fire?
He's gone, my baby.
Do I care? Is it someone I care about who's on fire?
Well, let's see. Let's start with why I originally called, which is a guy just tried to hold me up at gunpoint.
Okay, that's very sad. Did you call the police?
And no, not yet. David seems to be in some sort of issue with the police right now.
What do you mean? What sort of issue?
I don't know yet. But there are cops that are answering his phone at his house at this point.
Okay.
They're asking me to go down to the station. I'm going to have to oblige them at some point.
Why do you have to lie?
I didn't say I was going to lie. I said oblige.
Oh, oblige.
Oh.
Wait, now, what about the guy who tried to hold you up?
He's currently unconscious, strapped to a table in my office. I was hoping one of
Listen,
you.
Listen, I really
were
don't
a little
want
better.
To know about your nighttime, man. I got enough problems of my
what
own.
What if you were better at investigation could find why he felt it necessary to hold me up?
Okay. Fine. So first things first, and I guess I'll go to your place and we'll talk to this guy. I mean, Gavin is safe right now. The police have him. We can take a second talk to this guy and then see if we can't post a bail for him. How's that for a plan?
That sounds good.
Okay. So, yeah, I head over to...
All right, I'll see you through. I'll prepare stuff to bring him around.
Right. Did you use your knockout gas again?
Not exactly. More of a sedative.
Oh, I see. Now, you have it in some sort of gun form? Did you incorporate it to some kind of melee weapon? Like a club or something?
No, more of a subcutaneous. Not subcutaneous.
I don't
for
care.
The wrong.
I don't care. Bring him around.
All right, I'll see you in a few. And hopefully the cops don't show up at my place.
Right, I head over there. I do a quick 360 of the block, though, to make sure there isn't some weirdness or somebody's going to jump out at me or something.
Ah, give me a roll.
For what?
Oh, just your Jennifer, yeah, your alertness, general perception.
Alertness, go. And that would be a 3.
No, nothing really twigs as being suspicious this time of night. You have been getting the feeling lately that you've been watched, though. This is something I had told you in a previous session. But nothing really out of the ordinary this evening. I mean, you've got your street cleaners out, and that's pretty normal.
Oh, and you have a craving for peanut butter for some reason.
Wonderful.
Peanut butter and zucchini.
And pineapple on top of that.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So, yeah, I head upstairs then. If there's no obvious danger or anything.
All right. And to the doctor, what are you
Abigail
doing?
Abigail, let her in. Mm-hmm. Show her back to the operating theater. Before I bring him around, he paid me some gold coins to treat his wound in his shoulder.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think we commonly see gold coins.
You don't. And as a matter of fact, while they are shaped like coins, they're not really stamped with anything. They're the form of a coin about the size of a quarter, and they are edged, and they have like a raised edging around, around the whole circle, but there's no you know, stamp of anything on either side, but it does appear to be solid gold. And he has more of them in his pocket, in a little bag. Other than that bag, his ID identifying him as a Greek national by the name of Spiros, and his very well tailored expensive clothing. Nothing else on him, and his in the odd gun as well.
Hmm. Hey, Drina, what do you make of this gun? I've never seen it make.
Okay. I take a good look at it.
Mm-hmm. Instead of a trigger, it basically the whole handguard portion of it has a squeeze bulb. Do you want to take it apart, or do you just want to attempt to fire it at something?
I'm tempted to fire it, but I don't. I just carefully take it apart.
Okay.
That's a 4 on my crafting.
Sure. Repair. The bulb is designed such that just a gentle squeeze on it actually generates a very large amount of air pressure. Inside the gun itself, it has 2 barrels. Each barrel has a dart that's about 1 inch long. It's rifled and feathered. And midway down the dart, there's like a glass sleeve with some kind of liquid in it.
Okay. Well, you can take this liquid and get it analyzed. So he had this
here,
thing
I'll
on you?
I'll go and do that.
I mean...
Yeah, he was pointing it at me. I'm guessing that's some sort of poison.
Right. He'd either... Well, we got 2 options here. Either some kind of sedative because they want you alive, or it's some kind of poison that make you die, make it look like some kind of natural cause or something that'll delay an investigation.
Didn't seem like he was going to kill me. He seemed like he was going to leave me alive, but I had already administered the sedative at that point.
Right. Well, bring him around.
All right, I'll administer what I need to bring him around. In the meanwhile, while Drina's kind of questioning him, I'm going to analyze that, take out my crime kit and analyze what that concoction is in there.
Okay. Well, you use some smelling salts to bring him out of it. You know, he reacts with a start, starts flailing around. Let us go into melee here, since no one said they restrained him.
I actually said I strapped him to the table.
Okay, strapped him to the table, no problem. Okay, so he kicks and fights a bit, but when he more fully comes to himself, he seems to relax a bit and looks around him. And he grins up at you, Doctor, and says, "Oh, well played. It is perhaps not in your best interest to... turn me in, I believe the phrase is."
Right. So who do you work
we'll
for
start
here?
With...
Well, whatever you say that again, you both talked at the same time.
Go ahead.
I was going to let you go. I'd start with, what brings you into my office besides the gunshot wound?
I saw your office. I was in need of a surgeon.
I think some chemical persuasion may be in order if you don't start being more truthful with me.
There's nothing to hide. I was shot. I needed immediate help. I saw your surgery. It is not common for a doctor to be open at night nor take gunshot victims without questioning. I paid you well, did I not?
Why did you feel it necessary to hold me at gunpoint?
As I said, I cannot afford to answer questions nor be detained by police.
I'm going to look at Drina, be like, see if you can get anything out of him.
All right. So, what does this little doohickey here do? I take the gun.
Be careful where you're pointing that, ma'am.
Oh, I pointed at him.
Well, they're darts that have a very potent neurotoxin. In most people, it will not cause death, but it can. He seems to kind of try as best as he can to edge away from it as you're pointing it at him.
Right. So, I see. So, you weren't trying to kill anybody, but if you did, hey, that's the breaks.
It is a holdout weapon at best. I'm not usually armed to do much more than defend myself.
All right. So, what were you looking for here?
Here? For a doctor.
Fine. You look fine to me. What's wrong with you?
He kind of glances over to his wrapped up shoulder that's already started bleeding again from the handling.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I guess we can, you can start treating him, doctor.
I guess I'll retreat him, because he was treated at one point before he decided he wanted to struggle.
No need for anesthetic. I'm sure he's a tough guy, right? He's a tough guy.
Well, he didn't have it the first time. I'm sure it won't hurt him the second time. I'll reclose the wound up.
He grits through it, but doesn't make much more than just a facial tick.
Right. So the question is, how do you know this doctor?
I don't. He was close. His light was on.
Right, so this is just a crazy coincidence.
A good one for me. I don't know how much longer I could live with the amount of blood I was losing. Thanks again, Doctor.
Right, so who are you now, and what were you doing that got you shot up, and why shouldn't we just call the police? And
I'll give Drina the passport that I found, or the identification card.
Wait, and the card says what exactly? That he's a French citizen?
No, that he's a Jewish and a Greek citizen. Greek.
Yeah.
His name is Spiros. His surname is Spiros.
Mm-hmm. So what, do you work for the Greek government?
He nods.
Mm-hmm. Let's see. What kind of thing do you do?
Oh, he smiles. A little of this, a little of that.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sure if we called the consulate, they wouldn't be able to confirm this at all, would they?
No. I'm not here legally.
Shocking. Are you shocked, Doctor? I'm shocked.
Not really.
No. Well, this is interesting. So, wait, was he shot?
He was shot, yes.
He was shot.
Oh.
With a gun.
I see. Did you hear any gunshots around?
I wasn't here, Abigail. Did you hear a gunshot?
She looks him up and says, it's been kind of a quiet night. Street cleaners were through, so I couldn't say for sure.
Oh, really? All right, I'm going to go ahead and look over the clothes and his shoes. Like, the stuff on him. So I guess I'll drop in a investigation. That's a two.
Okay. Tailor-made, very expensive cloth. Mm-hmm. Down to his shoes as well. Now, everything's tailored-made, but, you know, tailors will still make it to, like, a general size. This one has been fitted to him.
Nice studs.
Thank you. I pride myself on my look.
Of course. Like, does he, is there anything on his clothing that might indicate where it might have been? Like, some oil or some kind of mark on him? Mud on his shoes?
Shoes
anything like that?
Completely covered in blood on his left-hand side. It soaked through the inside of his thick overcoat, but didn't penetrate through the outside. The gunshot is also not on the coat, but is on his shirt.
Okay.
The bullet didn't go through his coat, or he wasn't wearing the coat at the time.
Mm-hmm.
Shoes are a little muddy, as if he's been walking through, you know, the more moist night out there.
All right. Oh, did you drive here?
No, as I said, I literally stumbled into it.
Oh, okay, no problem. I'm going to go outside now and track your blood trail. And then when I find out where you were shot, we will come back and talk some more.
Please, your doctor friend here has a pouch.
I'm gone.
Okay, well, he talks to the doctor. You see the pouch of gold that you found on me there? There's more if you will simply let me go. I've done nothing to you. I've paid you handsomely.
How did you come here?
I would rather not say. My line of work, you understand.
Perhaps it has something to do with a ship?
Actually looks a little confused at that. No, I came by Zeppelin.
Oh, damn. Well, there goes that line. Well, we're going to see what my associate finds, and at that point, I'll reconsider the situation. I don't take kindly to being held up. Now, had you not held me at gunpoint, you probably would be on your way at this point.
He shrugs and says, "Hey,
but I think you need to rest your wounds a little bit, and I'll give him a bit of gas."
All right, Drina, what are you looking for?
Yeah, so
you just gonna try and track his trail?
Yeah, pretty much.
Okay, do you have any type of skill that would help you in tracking?
I'd say just alertness.
I'll tell Abigail to go and keep an eye and make sure he stays sedated and join Drina outside as she's looking confused for the blood trail.
Sure. Just an alertness roll is fine. Since he left a blood trail, it's a little easier. You'll get a plus one.
Okay. Okay, so that's a three.
Okay. Sure, you follow this meandering trail that goes through a couple of alleys. You see a couple of times where he's braced himself on the wall of the alley. There's some blood left over there. You can see where his shoes picked up the mud. One particular alley had a couple of inches worth of pooled water, and stirred up some mud. As you're coming out of the second alley that it looks like he was stumbling through, and you do notice while you're doing this that you don't really see anyone else's lights on. Really, from the trail he's taken, the doctor's office would have been the first building that was well lit. As you come out of the last alley, you see that there are some police out. They've got an area roped off. There's two cars out there now. One of them is two officers get in and are beginning to leave. There's still three officers there that seem to be doing something on the ground. It's right outside of a little bistro, a little eatery that's not normally open this time of night.
Okay. So wait, what are the cops doing there?
You can't really tell. It's across the street. They've got an area roped off, kind of bending down and dealing with something on the ground.
Probably somebody shot with a poison dart.
Interesting. Let's see. Should we go over there or head back to our Greek friend?
I really don't want to go over there.
You don't? Why not?
Because I'm not sure I want them to find a person strapped to my operating theater at my office.
Well, we just won't tell them.
After I had just called Gaven.
Right.
You see one of the officers... You see one of the officers kind of look up and kind of look in your direction, kind of peers a bit.
I wave.
But then...
I walk over.
Okay. When you start moving and waving, then he stands up and says, "You there, come into the light."
Yeah, I come in, I show my ID.
Fine, I'll join him, I guess.
They nod. Contacting roles, both of you guys.
How? That's a 4.
And mine's a 3.
All right, with the 4, Drina, you know both the officers. The doc knows one of them. As you come into the light, they're like, oh, hi, Miss Airpower. Doc?
Hey, how's it going?
Got a body out here. Come on over. Mind where you step.
Yeah, I mind where I step. What's the body?
It's an older man. He's dressed up in some kind of uniform. He's got a handlebar mustache. He's got a gun still clenched in his right hand. There doesn't seem to be any marks on him, but he's already started to go into rigor.
Jeez, already?
Yeah, it seems kind of early.
Mm-hmm.
How long does it look to me like he's been dead? I'm guessing that's a roll.
You want to actually... the cops look a little hesitant. It's like, it's still a crime scene. We haven't gotten the boys over to look at it yet. We'd really prefer you not to touch the corpse.
I'm just going to look at, like what kind of bugs have collected on the body, if there are any.
Mm-hmm. No, not really.
Generally. So he hasn't been dead that long.
Yeah, it certainly doesn't look like he's been dead long enough for rigor to have set in.
Any kind of weapon found on him? Any kind of bullets?
Officer points down at the gun that's still in his hand, says, yeah, it's been recently fired. Still 3 bullets in the chamber. It's not a mark on this guy that we can see, though. My best guess is some kind of heart attack, though, the younger kid says. I haven't had a lot of medical training, though.
How old is this guy?
Looks to be in his early, mid-40s.
Mm-hmm. Fair enough. Fair enough.
General knowledge rolls. Actually, if you've got any of the aspects like being in the army, the doctor has, I believe.
Yep.
Yeah, okay. He's wearing a French officer's uniform.
So did you find any identification on him?
One of the officers says, oh, other than the costume he's in, no. We haven't checked the whole body yet, though. We're waiting for our forensics guys to get here.
Well, I could take a look at it for you. I do forensics for the guild, but you don't want me touching the body, so I guess that's out of the question.
Yeah, kid scratches his head and says, yeah, we don't know that it's a guild case yet. We really need to handle it in. Yeah, I'm sorry, Doc. Yeah, I know you do good work. I really do, but I don't want to lose my job for making the wrong call here.
That's understandable.
Of course, yeah, no worries.
I heard there was some commotion up the street, so I figured I'd come take a look.
Oh, you appreciate it. You too, Miss Airbauer. And one of them actually just kind of, you know, gets a little look in his eye and says, it's kind of late to be out and about. I mean, Doc, I know your place is down the corner there, but are you okay, Miss Airbauer?
Yeah, I had this weird craving. The bistro is still open, I take it.
No, it actually closes much early. It hasn't been opened. They usually close around 8, 9 o'clock at night. It's not a late night place.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I don't know.
I look at Drina and I...
They make these great croquettes here. And I just had a real weird yen for one. Mm-hmm. I think I've got number 9 on board here.
I look at Drina and be like, oh, I'm sorry, I thought... Must have been a few years ago when they were open late. I'm sorry, I told you wrong.
Yeah, it's one of those things. You know how it is. You got any kids?
I don't.
Oh, I'm
assuming
police.
You're addressing that to the police.
Yep. Richardson, you got any kids?
No, sir. No, ma'am.
Fair enough. Yeah, I'm breaking out the pictures now.
Yes, distraction.
It's after a minute or two. Yeah, not fair enough, guys. Well, I'm sure they'll, when they get everything squared away, they'll probably call us back or somebody else. I should get going now, you know. Got a million little ones at home.
I'll make sure to get you some of those croquettes so I could bring them down to you rather than having you come up here again.
Right. Yep, no worries. I say good night, and we leave. Well, I leave.
Yeah, I do too.
Good enough. They go back to just waiting for the forensic guys to show up. Meanwhile...
All right, I don't think it'll be too long before they follow that blood trail back to my office, so we need to decide what we're going to do with him.
Quick, clean out the blood trail.
Actually, I'm just going to give this one to you. The blood trail really doesn't start until he gets into the alley, so like he may have been shot closer to, but the coat he threw on was able to keep it from dropping until he hit the alley, where it may have gotten worse or et cetera. So unless they start sweeping the area, there's no direct line of blood to the alley you guys were ducking in before you saw the police. Which is why they...
So what do you think, Karina? I'm not sure what to do at this point. I kind of feel like he could be involved with some sort of crime. We need to let him be captured in, but I'm not sure at this point if he's really... should be at fault at this point. I'm pretty sure it's him who killed that guy, but right. You know, was it self-defense or not, and should we get the police involved? At the same point in time, I don't want the police finding him at my office unless I decide to turn him in.
Mm-hmm. I understand that. Well, I think there's a way to square that away, actually, without raising too much suspicion, maybe. Let's see. Let's go back upstairs and talk to our friend Spiros. There's unfortunately, without more information, there's no way of knowing who shot first or what happened.
And they're both carrying illegal weapons. That's for sure.
They're both carrying illegal
weapons. I have
weapons.
No love for the French, but...
Well, now...
A human being still a human being.
Yeah, that most likely, if they're mostly human, if they're French. Tell me, could you tell me how fast the neurotoxin acts?
With a little bit more analyzing, I bet I could. Let's take a look and see if that neurotoxin was the culprit, or I think was the culprit.
All right, I'm going to flip over to Jameis real quick.
That's fine.
Yep. Jameis, the door opens to the room, and Miss Blair, looking blurry-eyed with a cup of coffee, is standing there with a guy in a cheap suit and an attaché case behind her. And she walks in, gives you a glower. Mr. Marshall sips her coffee.
Miss Blair, I asked them not to wake you.
Oh, no, they didn't. I'm afraid that I got a direct call from the consulate. Pierre here, she arches an eyebrow, was very insistent that I set this up. Guy's very officious looking, you know, he's very neat in appearance, very tidy, though he's wearing a suit that, not cheap, but not really fitted, you know, just like a very generic, you know, kind of look to him. He sits down, he has a briefcase, and he says, he speaks... in a heavily accented French accent, and says, "We have reason to believe, Mr. Gavin Marshall, that you are responsible for..." He pulls out some photographs of Major Strasser. "Of one of our diplomatic attachés here. We've been watching you for a while."
"I have met Major Strasser there once or twice?"
"Just once or twice. Never..."
"We often dined at the same cafe at times."
He steeples his finger. "Never been to his personal accommodations, to his room?"
as far as I'm aware, he lives in the consulate, and I've never been to the consulate itself.
Never had dealings with his wife? He lays a photograph on the table.
Is he married?
Do you recognize this woman? Did you get that message, James?
Yeah, did you get my reply?
Oh, I guess not. Yeah.
Let's see. Come on, I need some pluses. Oh, crap. One.
Okay, there's a bit of reaction when you see the photo, and he says, oh, so you do know the woman. That would explain why we have these pictures of her coming from your apartment, no?
She is a friend of the family.
A friend with benefits, perhaps? Shows you the picture of her in her negligee when she first met you in your room.
I'm going to do this. I reach over and slap him. I do not appreciate impugning the lady's honor.
He looks a little shocked. Miss Blair was, you know, even her in a bleary state of being awake, she's about ready to pounce on you to keep you off, and then decides better on it and just sits down, sips her coffee. And he's like, mon Dieu, the manners you have here. It is not the woman's honor that I have a problem with, but yours, sir. What have you done with our Major Strasser?
I have not seen him for a while. Has something happened to him?
That is what we'd like to know.
Then perhaps you should look into finding him.
The woman, what relationship do you have with her?
I believe I've already answered that question.
He gets, he just starts to smolder a little and looks over at Miss Blair. Miss Blair nods and says, what, you want me to charge him with something? What are the charges? And at that time, some officers break in the door and say, hey, we've got a body. Yeah, Miss Blair says, ah, fine, I'll be right back. Do I need to put a watch
on that on me as well?
Mr. Marshall, on your word, you won't strike him again while I'm gone. Or try very hard not to.
As long as he behaves himself, certainly.
Yeah. He said, yes, yes. Okay, and she leaves to find out what's going on. So you're left in the room with this man who's just been... The only name given is Pierre. He smolders, kind of at you, and says, we've been watching you for a while. And we know what you do. Who is the woman? Is she a spy?
Are you a spy? You seem to have a terrible way of going about asking questions.
I work for the French consulate. This woman, this... you can see he's about to use the word tart or tramp, but he you know, clenches it back. Has been seen with many of the higher-ups in the French consulate. More recently, Major Strasser claimed that she was his new wife. Don't know how legitimate that is, but she has been linked with many cases of espionage.
Sounds like this goes far above your pay grade.
You would be surprised what my pay grade is, as he tries to make his ill-fitting suit seem to fit better.
To be fair, I suspect this goes above my pay grade too. Given that my outfit isn't that much better.
So as you guys have the stare down match, Miss Blair comes back in with a set of handcuffs and looks, you know, with a A bit of hurt in her eye, she says, Mr. Marshall, I'm afraid we're going to have to hold you on the suspicion of murder for Major Strasser. And then Pierre stands up with the, Mon Dieu! With the accusing finger sticking out at you.
I see.
All right, we'll cut there. And what are you guys doing for the rest of the evening as far as the doctor and Drina?
I have Abigail prepare me some sugar pills and put it into a bottle.
Mm-hmm.
I also want to do a quick analysis of that toxin and confirm that it's a neurotoxin and see how fast-acting it can be.
Yes, you don't have to re-roll for it. It's fine. Just with a little bit of effort you'd put into it. It acts very quickly. It's not lethal, but can potentially kill someone that has a heart condition.
Does it...
It causes the muscles to seize up. It will induce a paralysis on the body.
What kind of...
Could explain the...
What kind of signs does it leave after it's done in the blood?
Not much. You would think that within a couple of hours of being introduced, it probably would not be in the bloodstream anymore.
Okay, so we still got time to tell them to check the body and take a blood sample of what it is right now. But not much time. All right, Drina, what do you think we should do with him right now? Should I? I've got to get down to the police office before they send somebody here, since I called Gavin already.
Well, Mr. Spiros, I think that really is up to you, isn't it?
I wake him back up so that she can say.
By the way, when you were coming back in, I forgot to just slide this in, so I'm going to now. He was actually chatting up Abigail, and he's like, and 5 years ago, I remember this case I was on. It's like she's hanging on its every word as you're walking in. He seems to have charmed her pretty well, but she hasn't loosened the straps or anything. As I said, turn me over to your police if you wish, but it... perhaps will not be the best for you, or for myself.
I need a good reason why I shouldn't.
Pretty much, yeah. Well, give me a good reason why I shouldn't. Why with the? We have the dead guy across the street.
He's dead. He actually kind of looked surprised. He should not have killed. Boy.
He's dead. He's got a gun emptied out. You're shot. You stagger over here. You couldn't have gotten very far. I think you're pretty good for this. Unless you can give me some kind of explanation that makes sense, like why did you plan to take him hostage? Why were you going to knock him out?
I'm afraid it is political. For me to say more would cause some unpleasantness. I do tell you, though, that I had no intention for the man to die. This does complicate matters. But we had a conversation in which he was supposed to give me certain information, which he demanded more money for, and when I refused, he shot me. I tried to get away. My little toy there, he looks over at the desk, was only meant to paralyze him long enough for me to escape. I had no idea the man had a weak heart.
Regardless of if it is intentional or not, he's still dead. And I still haven't gotten a good reason why I shouldn't turn you over to the cops.
Do as you must. Death does complicate things, I must admit. Perhaps it's for the best. Call your officials.
All right.
Should we call or should we go down to? Should we call or go down to the police station and let them know in person?
You do hear sirens in the distance. You figured the forensic crew has gotten there.
Well, I guess. guess here's our story. The guy staggered over here. He was already, wait. We need to get Abigail in on this. Abigail?
Yes?
The plan is...
She's like absolutely stroking his hair while you're talking.
Yeah. That's quite enough of that. Okay, listen, Spiros, I don't know, maybe you say it's political. I figure that's probably maybe 30-40% of the truth in my experience dealing with the few guys like you that I've dealt with. Maybe you're on the side of the angels. I don't know. You know, maybe you're trying to free slaves, kiss babies, you know, cure the lame, heal the sick, give quarters to little ladies. I don't know. But I know the way you guys operate, you can't talk about it. So you don't know me, you can't trust me, I can't trust you, you can't tell me anything real that would give me some kind of reason to hold on to or that I could understand, because you either won't tell me the whole picture or you don't know the whole picture yourself.
He nods. You have a good grasp of these things.
And there's no way I can't know that you're not just some vicious assassin who shot this guy for some nefarious purpose. So, no offense, but all things being equal, I'd rather turn you over than take the chance that you're some scumbag and that I let you go.
He nods.
And I'm sure you won't tell the cops anything anyway.
It's perhaps the only choice that you may make this evening. Thank you.
I look at Abigail and like I tell her, really, do you remember what happened when you were involved with Daniel? Do you want that kind of situation again?
But he's so handsome. Backs up a little.
Hi, Marcus.
Like I said, we really don't have any other choice here. I'll leave you.
So how do you go about it? Do you just bring him in, or do you just call the police or walk down the street and have them come over?
Yeah, I actually go to the window. Like, can I see them from where I'm at?
No.
Okay. Fair enough. I'll call
them. Do we want to get the beat cops involved, or... Or go down to the station? Or call the station.
I think.
So the way we have two stories. Either we go with the story that we already have, and when I was coming back to my office, I found the blood trail. Realized that they were connected when I found the guy in the office that had a gun to me.
Right.
And that would kind of tie all the stories together.
All right.
And as for Mr. Gavin, I have prepared some sugar pills for his heart condition.
He forgot
to pick up last time, so I was concerned. And when I realized it, I called him late at night.
I don't know what it is about him. I got a feeling. All right, you know what? We're going to let him go.
You think?
I think so. If it turns out that wrong, I will hunt him down and find out where he lives and do horrible things to him and salt the earth of his homeland so nothing will grow again. That's if I'm wrong. I don't think so.
All right.
I'm taking a big chance here, but I'm well. If you really want to turn him over, I'm with you on that too.
I guess I'll trust your judgment. You've been involved in more of these kind of political involvement than I have. I'm really only usually investigate crime. Right. What should we do with his weapon here?
Oh, we're not giving him his weapon back. We're keeping your weapon, Spiros.
He nods, of course. Be very careful with it. As you saw, it is not meant to be a lethal weapon, but it can kill. Are you unstrapping him and letting him up?
Yeah, hold the gun on him.
Sure. He moves very slowly. He repositions his coat to cover the bandaged arm. Looks around for a hat that he didn't bring in with him, sighs, and says, "Again, Doctor, I thank you for your excellent work." Miss Airbauer, he bows to you, gives Abigail a smile, and then turns and looks out the window first, walks out the door.
Okay, Abigail, we got to talk all about right. This thing. It's this. There's this bad boy persona thing that men do.
Okay. We're gonna yes, cut there.
You really gotta.
While you tell Abigail about her bad choice in men, I'm going to cut over to Jonathan. And let's see. Oh, shoot. Jonathan, what's your character's name again?
Aldrich,
okay. Aldrich, so... you received in the post. This was earlier in the day, so like this is rolling back time a little bit for you. Received note in the post from your brother saying that he will continue looking into that matter for you that you asked, but in return he wishes you to do him a favor. And you received by post a fairly fat envelope addressed to the French consulate. To a Mr. Strasser that he wants you to deliver.
Mein Bruder ist ein Dummkopf.
He asked that you do this in person and not that it be given to anyone else as part of the note. It has to be delivered to him in person.
His home is in its palace.
Come back to the microphone. We can't hear you.
Basically, in summary, he's cursing, but he's so enraged that he's mixing up his languages. So there's a bit of Dutch in there, there's a bit of Afrikaans, some various things that you don't understand at all because he's probably making them up on the spot.
Mm-hmm. So this is late in the afternoon.
Cursing in languages yet to be created.
This is late in the afternoon when the post arrives and you get this message. And as is true to your brother's character, he's holding something over your head for something you want.
Yeah, just because of grandfather and that damned sword business and his tooth and... I need that information. Okay, he's going to buckle down and might as well get the deed over with now. He's going to start heading off to the French consulate, but he's also going to be having a probing look at that letter.
I'm sorry, did you say you were looking at the letter?
Yeah, I'm going to have a curious look at it, but I'm going to be careful about it. So it's sort of.
So you're
going to
try and carefully open it, like steam it open.
Yeah, it's like children looking at the presents at Christmas Day.
Sure. Okay. Well. You have burglary skill.
Oh no, I don't have. I have archaeology as a way of life, though, so I'm used to doing things very carefully.
All right, I'll tell you what. Just give me a four dice roll. We'll just see how
okay,
you do.
That's plus one.
Okay, so you made it by one. All right. Mm-hmm. If you want to fork in your...
archaeology is a way of life.
If you wish, you don't have to because a one is a success. It's just not a great success, but it is one. Up to you.
Just think... I'm probably never going to... for professional pride and everything, doesn't want to be thought of in a bad way. I will spend a point and use archaeology as a way of life to carefully dissect the envelope.
Sure. So you just want to use it as a plus two and get a three on the roll?
Yep, that's it.
Okay. It's several sheafs of paper. It looks like it was copied... see if I can describe this. It's like some of it's written in hand in a language or a writing style that you're not familiar with. There are what looks like ledger numbers. And the last page contains taped to it a photograph of a very striking, very beautiful woman. More handwriting on the page, not in a language you're familiar with.
I'm thinking that I'd probably be looking over these while I'm slowly making my way to the French consulate as well. Not really sure what I can do with them. I'm going to make careful notes of anything which I think strikes me as interesting.
Okay.
My brain in the books, I'm going to keep notes of everything in literature.
Sure. The two striking things are what look like ledger pages, the numbers, and then the photograph. Everything else, it's... Actually, give me an academics role.
Academics. That's scholarship, right?
Yes, sorry. Scholarship.
There we go. That's, oh, ye gods. That's 2 on the dice, and I have scholarship at 4, so that's +2.
+2, okay, good enough. Not only does it not resemble a language you know, but it doesn't look like it is a language. It's perhaps coded.
Most interesting. I'm going to copy down a couple of fragments of it, simply because it's a very good brain teaser.
All right, so you're going to the
breaking a cipher when you don't know the language it's in.
Yes, but it's more interesting that way.
Mm.
You never know. One day you might find something which will decipher the entire mystery.
So you go to the consulate. There are 2 guards at the front that ask you to state your business.
My name is Eldrick von Hundegaard. I have come to deliver a letter sent by my brother Tobias von Hundegaard to a major... was it a general or major?
Major.
Major Strausser.
Say, just a moment, please. One of them goes to the gates. And after a little while, this... kind of a weaselly man in an ill-fit suit comes out, carrying a briefcase, and says, you are looking for Major Strausser?
Not particularly. I just wish to hand over this letter from my brother.
You can give it to me.
Can you ensure that it will be received by the correct person?
Of course. I am his attaché.
Do I notice anything about this guy?
You can give me an empathy roll.
That's a neutral there, and my empathy is at +3, so that's 3.
You really can't read it one way or the other. He just says, I will take that.
Very well, but I wish to hear from the major as soon as it has been delivered. Please tell him that I wish him to contact me as soon as these arrive at his desk.
He grins at you, says, but of course, and who may we say that Major Strausser should contact?
Aldrich von Hundegaard of the Hundegaard family of Germany. And I believe you will probably be familiar with my line.
And where might you reside? That we can send a proper letter.
I give him the address of I'll give him the address of the cheap flat I've got.
Okay, good enough. He thinks you and says, I will make sure that Major Strausser gets this.
Very good.
To you, good day, he says.
Auf Wiedersehen.
I think he just got his... brother do a big lot of trouble.
Oh, please say so.
Well, your brother, there's no return address on the envelope or anything, so you know, it's just what you have told the guy.
Yeah, I did declare that he was from my brother. Yes. I gave him my brother's name.
All right, the guards go back to guarding their posts. So what do you do with yourself for the early evening?
Well, I'm in such a foul mood thanks to my brother that I'm probably going to go and try to. I'm trying to think. Would you prefer if I try to group up with the others at this point?
It's up to you. I've got something to bring Nick in just a bit, but it's up to you. If you want to actually hunt down Nick and bring him in, that would be fine too.
Actually, that's
the problem. The problem is we've never met before, so.
No, I'm so fed up with my brother and I that I'm going to go and look up someone else who could do the work for him. So I go to a police station and make inquiries using my guild pass, well, my guild card, as to someone who could manage to look up the individual I am seeking.
Ah, okay. Well, the police actually, they don't carry much more information outside of Metapol and just some international suspects of note that they, you know, that all the agencies kind of carry. But they do give you, and here is a way of gathering, the number of a private investigator that does a lot of good business for the police occasionally, has been known to be employed by the guilds, as well as some of the foreign embassies.
My thanks, kind officer.
Or if you just want some cheap bastard, here's Marlowe's number.
Okay, so I'm going to probably chase that up now because I'm not going to go back to sleep at this hour, thanks to my damned brother.
Of all the flats in Metapol, at all the times of the day when you're enjoying your nice gin,
it's whiskey. Whiskey.
Brandy. Got to be brandy.
Brandy.
You hear the bell over your door jangle as a lanky customer walks in.
Is it a dame?
It is not a dame, unfortunately.
Oh.
It's an aristocrat, so it kind of looks like a dame. If you look at a right angle.
That's the French aristocrat.
No, it doesn't.
Oh, yeah, good point.
Aldrich sees the over the stenciled glass, Ray Marlowe, Private Investigations.
How may I help you out today, sir?
The color kind of bleaches out of the world as everything goes kind of black and white as you...
Sepia tone.
I pulled a cigarette out of my mouth. And how may I help you out today, sir?
Mr. Raymond?
Yes, that would be me.
I wondered if I could employ your services in tracking down a certain individual, specifically information about their whereabouts and a certain company.
For the right price?
I'm pretty sure we can work something out.
All right, well, I'm going to need some more details, but it sounds agreeable.
Have you heard of an organization called 3R?
He freezes and... Yes, I have.
I'm quite interested in someone who is very well connected with them. In fact, I believe that he leads them in some capacity.
This sounds interesting.
So, do you think we can work something out?
Yes, I do.
Excellent.
What's his name? Whereabouts?
Mr. Himmler. At this point, I'm going to take out a copy of the memo I was given and slide it across the desk. This is all the information I have.
Actually, hey, Bert, can I get a text message? Because I was kind of away from my desk when that was all said.
Oh, you want to know what the note was he has?
Yeah, basically.
Yeah, sure.
Oh, sorry, I can.
Here you go. I got it. There you go.
Of course, his name is similar. Yes, Adolphus Himmler. Alright, yes, we can, I know a doctor who knows some people in the medical institution. Why don't we go give him a call and see if he can help us out on this?
Are you willing to work together on this? I have some experience myself as a solver of many problems.
Well, yes I am, for a small fee. It's absolutely nominal, of course.
Then we have an agreement.
Let us give our good doctor a call and see if he's willing to meet us.
Strangely enough, I know another person by the name of Good Doctor.
Did he offer you his card the first time he saw you?
Yes. Perhaps they are related.
Perhaps they might be the same person. Shock.
First, let me go and grab some personal items. I need a warmer coat if there is something I must carry.
All right. Well, we'll meet up in a little bit. And away we go.
Okay. Going back to your flat, there is some disturbance outside of your building. There's a couple of police cars out. They seem to be talking to some of your neighbors.
Is there something I should know?
Oh, no, I think this is addressed to me, isn't it? Oh,
okay.
Was that my place or...
Your place, yes.
All right. Well, if I can't overhear anything, then I shall go up to the police and ask what this seems to be the problem, good officers.
Do you live here?
Oh, yes, I'm in one of the flats.
And what's your name, sir? And you as well? He looks at your companion.
Name's Marlowe. Ray Marlowe.
Miss Marlowe? And you would be?
He's got the reference. Bad.
He looks over at you and says, your name would be?
This is my client.
Client, huh?
Yes.
And where does your client live?
He lives at this, as he said, he lives in an apartment at this address.
Which number?
It's rising. I'm sorry. 13.
13, huh? A police officer kind of makes the eye motion to one of the officers nearby who kind of slowly comes up to you. When's the last time you were home?
Well, I left around this afternoon, about 5 o'clock.
5 o'clock, huh? He looks over to the officer. The other guy shakes his head. Notice anything odd when you left? Any suspicious characters around your building?
I like look innocent and whistle.
No, nothing out of the ordinary. I was a bit preoccupied at the time.
I see. Care to accompany us up to your flat, please?
Certainly. Would you care to explain matters first?
Yeah, perhaps we should go to your flat first. Mr. Marlowe, are you his lawyer?
No.
Well, he is closely tied to a current issue, and therefore he can act in an official capacity here.
It's best that you come along as well, then, Mr. Marlowe.
Yes, sir.
All right. Go up to your flat. There's some more police in the hallways. They're apparently going door-to-door talking to your neighbors. You get to your flat. There's a police officer stationed in front of it, and they got the tape up over your doors. You peek in, and your room has just been thoroughly and with a great deal of devastation just searched. Your bed mattress has been cut apart. It's been slid off the bed. Your dresser drawers have been upended. The dresser, pushed over. Mirrors broken. And there's also a body on the floor.
My God, what has happened to my ledger, my work, everything? Who is that on the floor? What?
The officer says, "You tell us. Do you recognize this froggy?"
examined it closely.
He's French. He's wearing kind of rough clothes, like a handyman. He's got, you know, thick trousers, thick shirt. He's got gloves with no fingers on. There is a good half a foot of blade sticking out of his back from the knife that's still lodged there. Ooh. Youngish man.
No, I have never seen him before in my life.
Both of you give me alertness rolls.
Oh, yes, the two worst rollers in the party together. This is going to work out well.
And neutral, and then I have alertness at plus one. So that's one.
Ooh.
That's a four for me.
Okay, nice. Well, with a one, you definitely don't recognize this man. I have any idea why he's in your house. With the four, though he's wearing very poor clothing of a working-class man, his fingernails are very well and finely manicured.
And he has no calluses, I bet.
Right.
Was there a struggle here, or was he surprised?
Difficult to tell with the mess that's around the room.
True.
The police actually make, they don't allow you through the barrier. And it says, so, Aldrich, is it? You don't recognize this man or have any idea why he would be in your house, let alone dead in your house?
No, I have never seen him before, but strange that a French gentleman would be here at the same time that I had to just visit the French consulate.
Oh, I see. Would you mind accompanying down to the police station, unofficially for now, but we'd like you to come along with us and give us a statement of exactly what you know about this situation and this, what, package you had to deliver?
First, I must secure a few items.
You just said you had to... Did anyone mention anything about a package?
Oh, I thought he did. If you did not...
I said that I just had to pay a visit to the consulate.
Pay a visit. Okay, yeah. He would say, and then would you explain why you had to pay a visit, etc. But I'd prefer you to do this downtown, if you don't mind. We'll make sure your belongings are kept safe.
No, there is something I must secure now. There are several very personal items to me, and I must ensure that they are still here.
Police officer looks at the other guy at the door, says, okay, you mind if we accompany you?
Not at all.
Takes down the police line, lets you into your room.
Okay, first of all, I procure my normal accoutrements of traveling clothes, a notebook, some journals, and then I make a reach for Eisenzen, the sword, but I guess they're going to probably say something at that point.
Sorry, you reach for what?
The sword.
His sword.
Okay. Well, the officer notes it and puts his hand on his firearm, but doesn't, unless you're brandishing it, he doesn't really say.
No, I just strap it on.
Do you often go around armed with several feet of steel, sir?
It is a very personal artifact of a better time.
No. Cultural relic. Cultural.
Yeah. Please understand that many dignitaries carry much more fearsome items than this.
Anything else you'll need? You may be downtown for a while.
Can I just do a quick search of the room to make sure there's nothing which...
as long as you're doing it visually, he won't mind, but if you start moving things...
Yeah, just a visual look around the room to make sure there's nothing out.
Give me an alertness roll.
Come on, this time, please work. Oh, no, that's just a minus one, so that's nothing.
Nothing that you... I mean, it's a mess. You really can't make heads or tails out of everything that's scattered about.
Okay.
My perfect organization system. No!
My books, they are all out of order.
Okay. So here's what's going to happen for the rest of the evening then. It's fairly late when you get back to your flat. So when they take you over to a different precinct, they hold you for many hours as they ask you, you know, why did you have to visit the consulate? What dealings do you have with the French consulate, etc.? So you're held there for quite a while. And right as they're about to let you go, they get a call in and say, well, we held you here for a while, and we really appreciate the help you've given us, but we have somebody from the French consulate that would like to ask you a few questions. You understand there's some political ramifications here, and we would appreciate it if you would comply to the request.
It was nice to be well. If you could have slept on.
Very well. I understand that there must be... There are extenuating circumstances here, no doubt.
Mm-hmm. Mr. Marlowe, they never make any demand that you stay, but they also don't ask you to leave at any time.
Am I in the same room as him?
Or... They're actually, since you didn't debate the point, they think you're his lawyer.
Sounds great.
Oh, yeah. To be fair, detective is, you know, not a bad who uses a fairly good idea of a law. So,
And this is a precinct that you guys have not had a lot of dealings with, though. So this is, they don't really recognize you there at all. But it takes a couple of hours, and they do feed you. They bring in some good food from a place across the street, good Italian meal. But eventually. Aldrich, the guy that you'd met earlier today who took the letter from you shows up. His briefcase, still in the same suit, sits down to the room, looks over at Marlowe and says, who is this man?
I'm his legal counsel.
I need to ask him some questions, and it's not legal matters. May we speak privately?
He shall... be here on all proceedings, because I believe that a third set of ears would be most useful in this matter.
He looks over at the police officer that's there, who shrugs his head, you know, kind of shrugs, says, hey, unless you want me to book him for something. Fine. He pulls out a picture of Gavin Marshall, lays it on the table, and says, do you know this man?
Mr. Marshall, I believe. Why, is he involved with this?
No. A moment. Takes out another picture of a very attractive woman, lays it on the table and says, do you know this woman?
Do I recognize her?
Well, give me an alertness roll at a plus one.
Oh, come on. Okay, that's a neutral, that's two.
Okay. It is a slightly older, well, more than just slightly. It's many years older of the woman that was in the photograph that you delivered as part of that package today. In other words, she's much older. The photograph isn't older. She's much older.
Not particularly. Why? Who is this individual?
It will not go well for you if you are lying to me. You know this man? Points at Gavin.
Yes.
So you must know this woman.
I have never seen her before, I assure you.
I see.
We have never met under any circumstances.
This package that you gave to me earlier today, meant for Major Strasser, do you know that Major Strasser is dead? He looks
at you. No, I had never met the man, although I think we may have attended a few similar functions. At some point.
And yet you say your brother gave you this envelope to deliver to him.
Yes. My brother, as you may know, is the succeeding count of a very, very noble family in Germany.
He tears the pages out of the envelope, lays them down, and says, translate this for me! What does it mean?
Whoa, man. You're gonna keep a civil tone. You understand?
He looks to be very energetic. I am tired of your lies. I've heard nothing but lies this night. What do these pages mean?
Can I try to just... I cannot tell you things unless you give me information in the first place. If you provide me with facts, then I shall do my best.
Give me a rapport roll. Let's see if you can calm him down. He's... He just got out of the meeting with you, Gavin.
Oh, so he has a big slap mark on his
face? Oh, full.
I probably would have faded by now, but...
Oh, virtual dice. They really do despise me.
Oh!
Okay.
He might stab you at this.
He made it worse.
Yes. I have two tokens. I'm thinking I might want to. Actually, no, I've got three left. I'm thinking I might want to use a faint point at this point.
Sometimes you have to. It might be just as well if you let it fail. Up to you.
Yeah, it goes like fail. Jump,
you damn frog!
Okay, I'll let it stand, and that only puts me at a. That was rapport. That's a minus two.
Okay, at a minus two. Yeah, he just starts just ranting in French, and just, you know, he's, you can tell he's trying to calm himself down, but his day has apparently been long, and he just completely loses it. Starts frothing his mouth. The officer actually drags him out of the room physically. Now the pages are still left on the desk along with his
book. Excellent. Translate the pages, quick.
I do not know what they mean.
Oh well.
Can I use
you hear, some shouting in the other room? Guy's still raving in French. Yeah.
Start writing in your notebook. Write as much as you can.
Okay, I'm going to use scholarship to both try and make an exact copy of them as quickly as I can, but if I can also try to make sense of it.
Mm-hmm.
Is that possible?
You've already kind of taken a look at it, and it's really not. It's not in a language, if it is an actual language that you know. And unless you've got any kind of background in cryptology, not likely in a few minutes that you will have.
I am an archaeologist. I have to decipher many ruins and ancient scripts.
Well, give me a scholarship roll, and we'll see what turns out here.
And can, given my background, can I support him at all? Military background.
Give me a scholarship roll, both of you.
I've got a plus four.
Okay.
Ooh, I have a zero.
Okay, well, you don't help or hinder. You can't make heads or tails of it. With a plus four, end result is you can copy all the pages very quickly. I mean, you're pretty sure it's an exact copy as far as deciphering it. One, you're now positive that it's not any... No, it's not a language, that it is a cipher. You're absolutely sure of it after you finish doing this. And you can kind of... You think with a bit of time you might be able to break it down because you're noticing some patterns in it. But yeah, with that roll, can't decipher it yet, but you know absolutely that it is a cipher. It is not a language.
Well, whoever wrote this knew exactly what they were doing, but this is no language.
Let's discuss this later.
Just as you finish the last line of it and start putting away your notebook, Pierre walks back in, very flustered, but he straightens his tie, pulls his hair back into place, and comes to attention at you and says, and nods his head very curtly, says, "I apologize for my manners."
Officer, I would like to ask that you keep this gentleman under closer observation, as I do not think he is mentally stable.
No, it's just fine. Come sleep, I will be fine. He collects his things and says, he takes a deep breath and lets it out and says, "This friend of yours, this Mr. Marshall, perhaps you should choose your friends more wisely," he says.
I ask that you keep a more civil tongue in your head for the next meeting, otherwise you will not... otherwise you will not write well in your organization.
He's barely able to choke down a response and just kind of leaves quickly. All right. Well, it's the morning by the time this happens, and we're gonna cut to the next morning, and I'm just gonna what happens with Gavin. After the man leaves, and Miss Blair looks over the charges, she kind of shrugs her shoulders and says, "Well, they've told us to detain you, but looks like the most they can get you for here is." They can't really link you to anything direct. I'm agreeing to let you go on your own recognizance. You won't try to flee the town, will you, Mr. Marshall?
No, I have no interest in leaving town. Thank you, Miss Blair.
She nods. Just make sure I don't get waken up for at least the next 8 hours, please. Please.
Not due to me.
All right, Dr. Andrina, is there anything that you wanted to accomplish during the night, before morning?
Well, I thought I was supposed to head down to the police office.
I'm sorry, you wanted.
Otherwise, they were going to come find me.
Right. So you were okay. So yeah, you would go down to the police office, basically give your statement. Actually, you know what? We'll wrap that in together. You will arrive while Gaben is still in there before he's been released, and it is officers that you guys are familiar with working on cases. So he goes really light on you, but does want to know. Well, Mr. Marshall is being held on suspicion of murder. It seems unlikely. Why exactly was he, asked for what you know, if anything?
I don't really know anything.
Mm-hmm.
I just have these pills that he should be getting. He forgot to get them last time he was in my office.
Mm-hmm.
My night shift nurse, Abigail, was going over the records and noticed that he hadn't picked up the prescription. So, given the nature of the pills, I wanted to make sure that he had them as soon as possible. That's when one of your officers answered the phone and told me I should head down here. But I really don't know anything about this, this whole murder thing. Who was murdered?
Some French official. They just thought it was suspicious that a doctor would be calling that late at night. I know you and Gaben go back a while though, so I can understand you. You're just looking out for your buddy, right? That's what I'm going.
Yeah, you got to do that. If I'm not going to, then who will? Right?
He kind of nods at you and says, "That's what I'm going to write down here." Yes, yes. They're going to be releasing him soon. I don't think they got anything that could stick on him. Drina, did you follow the doctor, or did you just go on home?
I will, let's see. No, I'll follow him.
Okay, so you're all in the police office then when they do release Gaben. You might have caught glimpses of the French man storming out.
Wow.
I listened for him swearing in French.
So what did you do now, Gaben?
Me? I have done nothing. That seems to be their problem. They think I have done something.
Why do you lie?
Or someone.
So they believe
you forgot these and I hand them the sugar pills.
I look puzzled and take them. Thank you, Doc.
Let's get out of here.
Wink. All right, so we'll leave.
Yeah, I mean, unless somebody wants to do some. Do you want to stop at the in the lobby of the police department here and have some coffee?
Make a confession.
All right. Well, let's. Have you had any good food lately? Let's go grab something to eat. Since you've been in prison food for.
I've been really freaking hungry for some reason.
All right. Certainly.
To the diner.
Right. Fill up on flapjacks and coffee. Everybody give me alertness rolls while you're sitting there and just kind of talking and getting settled into your meal.
We're innocent doing things. Boom, boom, boom. Minus that. Not very good. Just a one.
And I have a...
I have a two.
I have a three.
Okay. Well-dressed man and kind of sits down in the booth behind, like Gaven, you're facing them. Guy sits in the booth so that his back is to you. Sits down, orders some coffee. What was your role for Drina and the doctor? What were your totals?
I got a 3.
2.
Okay. With a 3, you noticed that it looks like a shaved and much cleaned up Spiros who's just sitting in the booth right behind Jameis, or right behind Gavin.
Were we followed by anybody else? Bert, I'm going to see if we were followed by anybody else as well. Do you need another roll?
No, you don't have to. That's fine. No, nobody else seems to be paying any particular attention to you. You kind of look out the window as well.
Yeah, head over and sit down next to Mrs. Spiros.
Hold on just a second.
Adrina, you're carrying the cuckoo clock on you, right?
Yes, and let me pull it right here out of my tuchus. No, I'm not carrying the cuckoo clock.
Spiros seems to...
We just carried around as a backpack now.
Spiros whispers out kind of a... Not, he whistles out kind of a melody as he is looking over the menu and calls for the waitress, orders a cup of coffee and some sausage.
Right, I sit down next to Mr. Spiros. Hello? Do you have any children?
He smiles and says, a man in my line can never be sure, Miss Auerbauer.
Notice that I never gave her name during the interrogation, so obviously he's done some research since then.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Do you ever want to have children? I mean, do you think about it?
He smiles even wider and says, "Well, while
at this point she's got the wrench to his crotch.
While you are a quite charming and attractive woman, I'm afraid that I'm here on business." And
no. A, I'm happily married, and B, I'm already pregnant again, so it'll be a long delay. What I'm getting at is, do you have some kind of death wish? No, thanks very much. That's very nice of you to say. Do you have some kind of death wish?
I have a hunger. It's late. I've lost a lot of blood. I've come for a meal.
Right. So what do you want now? It wasn't enough that I let you go, which I almost immediately began to regret.
No, I came for a task. I needed to impart a message, and I've done so. Now I simply wish to eat.
Okay. Would you mind eating somewhere else?
He nods.
I look at Gavin, and I kind of like head point to the guy and see if he kind of acknowledges the person or not, like whether he knows him.
I'm not sure why I'm nodding at him, so.
Oh, right. That old gentleman over there is Gavin. He's the guy who's been wrongfully accused of the killing that you accomplished earlier on. Wave to Gavin. Hi, Gavin.
He nods. Waves to Gavin.
Miss Abra, perhaps we should just let him be about his business?
I have no problem with this.
He pays for his coffee and leaves.
No, wait. Just one last thing. I'm of the opinion that, you know, sometimes when you do something for someone, you do it for out of altruism, and sometimes you do it because you need a favor later. I just want you to know you owe me a favor.
My stock in trade is in favors. He actually gives you like a gallant bow and says, I owe you, Miss Auerbauer, one favor.
Sure. Give me a card. I mean, a guy like you, you must have some way to be yes. gotten in touch with.
He writes down a way to get away. He writes down a number on a napkin and says, it's good for one use. You can leave a message there. One time.
Good night.
He nods.
That was Spearosh, everyone. Spearosh.
That's the name he get, that he had on his card anyway.
Golf clap.
Yes.
So,
how do I get into this?
That guy, Gavin?
What? People assaulting my house, dropping down from Zeppelins, and spy masterminds who won't give real names.
And while you're talking,
I don't think those events are connected.
The restaurant door opens, being one of the few places in Metapole that continues to serve food this late at night. A rather hungry, haggard-looking detective and his client stumble into the restaurant.
Oh,
this place has the best flapjacks. Oh, right. Shit.
Miss Eva, how wonderful to see you again.
Walk back out. Walk back out now.
Look. Oh, no, trust me. These people are my friends. We have worked together.
Don't I know you? Wait, did you pay your last bill out of my office?
I didn't come to your office last time. It was,
I don't remember you paying up for that.
I don't remember going to your office. You have me mixed up with someone else.
I don't know.
Anyways.
I asked the waitress for like a pint glass full of ice. Just fill it with coffee, plenty of milk, and like 7 sugars. And just as it sounds weird, but it tastes really good. Like, just give me some wheat toast with nothing but pickle slices in it. By the way,
she
people out there.
She nods at you.
By the way, people out there, that seriously tastes really good.
Yes, I will take that word, your word for it forever.
Oh, and can you slice up an apple and then like give me a little bowl of peanut butter with that? That also tastes really good in the real world. Trust me on that one.
Mm-hmm.
I say the same thing about borscht, but no one believes me.
Yes, for good reason.
No, that is disgusting.
Okay. Well, hey, Gavin, we happened to see you earlier.
Really?
Yes. Yes. It was quite a unique experience. By the way, mm-hmm. Bravo. Bravo. You are batting way out of your weight class, sir.
Sure, I don't know what you're talking about.
Yes. I'm sure we're all at the same diner right across from the police station for no reason at all.
No, we wouldn't have gone right to the nearest diner.
Yes, I know. It's just...
Gavin, do you have an alibi?
That's full of cops, actually. It's probably the one right across on the police station. It's probably the cop's diner.
Let's all focus.
No, you don't get you.
Let's all focus and try to keep Gavin out of the electric chair. Is that a plan?
Well, I don't think he needs our help, really.
No, not aware that there are any particular charges against me of which there is any particular evidence to worry about.
All right, let's pretend for a second that there might actually be a problem. Do you have an alibi we could use?
For what?
Oh, explain the dead man.
Oh, there's a dead man.
That makes two, does it not?
Yep, that makes two.
Where does the second one come from?
France.
Yes. More recently, my apartment.
Fascinating. France.
By the way, Mr. Marshall, do you know a... Oh, God, I forgot the Marshall's name. What was in Marshall's name again?
Gavin.
Gavin Marshall?
No, the guy who's dead.
Major Strasser?
Strasser, sorry, yeah. Major Marshall. Sounds similar. Do you know a Major Strasser?
I am aware of a Major Strasser, yeah.
Just being called in for a line of questioning along your involvement with him and a certain letter.
I am aware that he's been killed tonight. I'm not aware of any letter involvement.
Letter? What's this letter?
Most interesting. Do you remember that gentleman I told you about who I was investigating, Mr. Himmler? I mentioned it briefly before.
You're investigating him.
Oh, no, I just mentioned him in passing before we all left, I think. And, well, I sent some information off to my brother to dig up more information. And in return, he wanted me to deliver a package to your Major Strasser.
He is hardly my Major Strasser.
All right, right. Very well, we can argue semantics later.
He works for the French consulate. I have no involvement with the French consulate.
About the French consulate's wife.
Definitely the French lieutenant's wife, but...
Well, while I pride myself on being an honourable gentleman, my brother has earned a little bit of caution. So I have copies of the documents which may shed some light on this matter. I mean, to me it would seem that he was killed due to these packages, or at least due to some connection with these packages. At this point I've put a couple of the notes, not the full thing, on the table just to see if there's any immediate recognition.
I don't know anything about him, damn it. Sorry. We would need someone who's good at cryptography.
Well, we can all have a look at the notes that he's put down, or whatever.
It certainly looks like it's in a cipher.
Oh, yes, and another thing. Accompanying this was a photograph of a rather striking woman. I give a quick description of her, based upon what I've seen in the photograph. And apparently they believe that she has some connection to you. The gentleman who interviewed me was rather frantic upon that point.
A Frenchman?
Yes, from the consulate.
Would he be an angry Frenchman at the police office?
I think he's been under some stress of lately. Perhaps a quiet retreat to a Mediterranean island in the middle of nowhere would be of some benefit to him.
I know a good, what do you call it?
Shrink?
Mental health place. No, sanatorium that he could go to. Of course, they're closed down right now, but I'm sure there will be no side effects if he sits in that chair. I look at Trina.
If we could run several vaults through it, then I'm sure that would be most advantageous to both our health and his own.
Yes, I do know her. She's a friend of the family. She goes by the name of Marlene Dietrich.
In which case, these documents must pertain in some way to her as well.
Who is this Dietrich?
She is, as I said, a friend of the family. I haven't seen her for a while. Certainly not since I've been here.
Okay. How do you know her?
Friend of the family.
Right. By friend of the family, do you mean friend of the family?
Are you making a bow chicka bow wow after that, or?
No, I've no offense. I've had guys double talking at me all night, and this whole like espionage, super spy, talk around things, like, you know, like we neutralize people, and we, you know, we have a code words, and I'm kind of sick of it. So I'm just making sure that, you know, this is not what is going on right now.
Like, friend of the family
is not some kind of code word for, you know, she was on this assassination job in Buenos Aires with me 10 years ago. For all I know, she that's was the not... kind of...
I was at Buenos Aires 10 years ago.
Good. That was just an example.
Right.
I'd settle for just no guns being pointed at me at this point.
Should we find this lady? Would there be any use in that?
I think it sounds like she's involved in the matter, and it would be good to have her cleared.
Okay. I think
that she was the one responsible for this.
I think maybe we need to go back to Dorinda's place and...
What's this note we have here?
Which note are you referring to?
The one that Eldrick put on the table. He put down an example of it so we can get an idea what it's about.
Yes, it looks like an odd kind of code or cipher, along with a list of what looks like a register, like an account of some sort.
I think I'm pretty full. I think we should maybe go back to Drina's place and have a little bit of something to calm us down from this experience and kind of discuss matters a little bit more there.
Yes, you are quite correct in that. I think that would be the best course of action.
Okay, I agree.
I'm just sort of rubbing my temple at this point, and we're both tired and... sort of the after effect from a long period of anger.
Right, we're a couple of hours into the recording. Let me pause the recording.